trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking tiles seek? For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first. But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels,